My name is Ariamani, and I participate in the Matrimonial Access Group. That is a group that takes care of giving passes and making bookings and reservation for going to the Matrimonial. But what is required to visit the Matrimonial is first that you have already a knowledge about Auroville and about what Matrimonial represents to Auroville. So once you know this, that you have visited the visitor center, that you have seen a video on Auroville and the Matrimonial, you come to the Matrimonial and ask to go to the to visit the Matrimonial. And then you have a process that first you have a meditation on the petals, what you call the petals. The petals are small meditation rooms that are around the Matrimonial. And there are 12, and they correspond to the 12 aspects of the Divine Mother. So we have one day you have the meditation on these meditation rooms, and the next day you can apply to go to the inner chamber. For the moment, the Matrimonial is not open to the large public. Access to the Matrimonial is limited to Aurovillians, residents of Auroville, ashramites, guests of Auroville. People that have visited the Matrimonial in the past, and they have one pass that was given at that time, that you call the white pass. So the white passes holders, they have access to the Matrimonial. When they show the pass, so they have access to the Matrimonial. The timing to go to the Matrimonial is 5 to 6 in the evening for visitors. I think the main problem is the tendency we have, we human beings, that we have of, to consider the Matrimonial as a temple and to make of the Matrimonial a holy place and to come many things are linked with the visit to the Matrimonial. Sometimes people come here because they want to get kind of illumination, just going to the Matrimonial, they get illuminated. Or by curiosity, because the building is beautiful. Or to have good luck. There are many ideas behind the Matrimonial. And people that comes because they are looking for the new vibration that the Matrimonial represents. That is unknown even to us. So Matrimonial is not a temple. We know that it is not. But we don't know what the Matrimonial is yet. And for some of us, it's kind of, as a kind of antenna, calling new vibrations, calling open to this new force. And it is not linked to any cult or any kind of adoration. Because there is no statues, have no flowers, no incenses. Matrimonial is only a space permeated with a presence, let's say. And it is difficult to deal with new things. And as we don't know what matrimonial, I'm speaking by myself, we don't know yet what matrimonial represents, really. Except that something that's quite new that you have to discover. And for the access, of the Matrimonial, I think that once Matrimonial will be ready, new policies have to be found. Because it's not only Matrimonial, it's the garden. And so this whole area has to be, we have to look again, how people will be having access to this area. And later on, we have even to see regarding Auroville itself, because to protect Matrimonial is also to protect Auroville. And so the question remains, and you are looking for solutions. Either we go on like this, 1 hour a day, that was Mother said, 1 hour a day, or one full day, that was she said also. She said 1 hour a day or one full day. So we have to look at what it means. This is speaking about the general public. But in any case, in no account, the Matrimonial can be considered a public space. The Matrimonial is not a public space. So the access to Matrimonial, I think, will be always linked to a certain procedure. So always we are going to have a process to for access to Matrimonio. It's not a public building open to everybody.